Red, Ellie DeHay, Happy Now on KMFM, and Steve Aoki is hanging out on the show. And I read an article about you the other day, and you must be the busiest man in music. You do hundreds of shows a year. You even picked up a Guinness World Record for the most travelled musician in a year. Like, how do you do it?
I mean, honestly, I just love what I do. Like, I mean, whenever I get on these tour run, I just want to, like, when I'm on the road, I want to work. I want to play the shows. I don't need time off. I'd rather play a show than have time off, to be honest with you. And then when you start playing the shows, you start realizing there's so many more fans out there, so many more countries out there, there's so many more people that you could be playing to. Once you have the momentum going and the trains moving, then it's very normal to go at that speed.
Does each country's crowd have its own sort of like characteristics, its own sort of vibe? Like, could you tell the difference between a Spanish crowd and a UK crowd kind of without knowing where you are?
Yes, I mean, you can test them out. You test out certain songs and songs, like you could tell, like when you play to a UK crowd, you play certain UK songs and they go mental. And same with Spanish crowds. Like, if I have a new song, Azuquita with Daddy Yankee, and I play that to a Spanish crowd, the entire place erupts and sings along to every lyric. So, I mean, there's like certain records that you can know, you know where you are, you know?
What's the UK song? What's the song that you need to play in the UK to send people crazy?
Any Coldplay, like I'll do a Coldplay mashup. I used to play this Muse mashup or Oasis. I mean, a lot, like, you know, at the end of the day, most people around the world know these songs already.
Yeah, of course, yeah. How does Louis Tomlinson go down? Because obviously he's one of our own.
Yeah, Just Hold On is actually like, whenever I see like a British flag, I know that I have a large English audience. I mean, I play Just Hold On every show. You know, it's one of my big songs, but all the English people know the lyrics to Just Hold On. All of them, like all the verses, everything. And I look in the crowd, I'm like, you can just tell, like, oh, they're definitely English. They know every, they know every line, every like word. Yeah, so Just Hold On is definitely a big one.
And we are proud to do that. And on top of all of that, you're running like massively successful business as well, shooting music videos. I saw on your Instagram the other day, recording music. And I think my favorite thing I saw on your Instagram recently, have you just launched your own pizza?
Yes, I have.
What is going on there?
So it's called Pizza Aoki. It's, we launched in LA. It's in this beta mode. So we didn't really announce it. We just kind of like put it out on social media. And then I just started seeing the tags. I started seeing the social media love, like, yo, I just ordered Pizza Aoki for my favorite DJ or whatever, you know. Aaron Paul, my good friend Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, he's like, yo, man, I'm so excited to try your pizza out, you know. So it's just cool. It's like getting a lot of love. Like, pizzas are flying outside the oven into the doors of LA people. So
I never knew pizza could be in beta mode. I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, apparently
it can. And obviously, we're talking about all these successful kind of ventures you had. Is there one thing, just to make us feel a bit better about ourselves, if you went into this sort of business, is there one thing that you reckon you'd be awful at?
Well, I mean, there's plenty. There's a lot. There's a lot of stuff I'd be awful at. Thing is that, like, it's like one thing to have an idea, but to bring it to execution is a lengthy and very expensive process. So you have to really be sure this is what you want to do. This is where you want to spend your time, where you want to spend your money, where you want to develop a team. You have to really, really love it, you know? Yeah. This kind of venture for me, it took time and money, and it took a team to build. It took a couple years of planning.
KMFM.
KMFM for a Thursday night. Louis Tomlinson, Steve Aoki, Just Hold On. And Steve Aoki is hanging out on the show tonight. And we were talking about the crazy amount of shows that you do every year, your new pizza business. Like, with all of that happening, how do you even find time to record new music?
That's why my studio is in my house. I mean, you know, that's why it's very important to have Neon Future Cave right underneath my bedroom. And I also have, I built a studio in the Dimmock offices of Los Angeles, where I did most of my last album. And the thing is, nowadays, is that you just bring a laptop with you. The ideas are there. You have to be able to be mobile. You have to be able to work anywhere. And you have to have the work ethic and the drive. At the end of the day, if you love it, you will find time for it.
Out of everybody you've ever worked with, who have you kind of clicked the most with? Like, who have you got into the studio and it was just the easiest job ever?
I mean, the song I did with Louis, I mean, just talking about Just Hold On, the song I did with Louis, it was like very natural, very organic process. Outside of what I learned about the Directioners and like the fandom of Louis Tomlinson in One Direction, it was just like two guys in the studio making music. There was no like, oh my God, look at all these fans clamoring around for the song. It's like, let's just make a really great song. So we made a couple ideas, and then that one was was the one that really hit the fire, and we just developed into what it was.
But, I was going to say, your Twitter must have taken a hit when that song was released, because
I was surprised. I had no idea. I had no idea of like how insane the fandom was and how powerful they are. Like, they really got the record out there where people like, I need to hear this, you know?
I know, so having your own like 100,000 strong promo team, which I think is the best part of all of it. Because you've teamed up with some amazing people in your lifetime. Your new single, Lie to Me, with Ina Rolton out now. I'm a big fan of her, like featuring with like Calvin Harris, Jax Jones, people like that.
I know.
How did that collaboration between you and Ina come about?
Well, once I heard Ina had this song, I needed to hear it. I got Lie to Me, the vocal, and I was just blown away by just her voice. It just makes you melt. It's just such an incredible voice. And the melody was amazing. So I got in the studio, did the production, took some time into that one because I wanted to make it less about this banger. I didn't want it to be like an EDM record so much as like a really great song. When you get a great vocal like that, you don't want to go, I need to add a drop, I need to add this, I need to make it bang in the club or the festival. It's like, just make the best song we can with what we have and let that song tell the stories rather than have the drop tell the story. So I was just amazed and inspired by Ina. She's just an incredible writer, incredible singer.
And on that note, it's the perfect time to play the track. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm going to hit play on Lie to Me now. Can I get you to introduce it?
What's up, guys? It's Steve Aoki. You're listening to my brand new single with Ina Rolson, Lie to Me.
KMFM.